Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeff is a longtime 15-plus member, actually 16-year member of our Brain Trust. And he is the chief home officer. He's the author of all the books that you need to know about if you're going to be a home-based business. And he's an award-winning journalist and our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
You know what? After 16 years, if I can make it through the slow fourth quarter season, then I deserve to be here. You know, if you can make it as a small business owner, if we can make it through that, then we've earned our chops here.
There's something about the last 3 weeks of December and the first 2 weeks of January. It's like anywhere from a 3 to 5 to 6 month to 6 week period, right, where you can get caught in all kinds of limbo with customers, can't you?
You can bank on it. Which sadly we often don't bank on it. So we might not stockpile cash, or the cash flow might not, you know, be where it needs to be.
And we're talking primarily about people who are not retail.
Right. Retail is a different story. But as I heard your lead in before, talking about how, you know, if you're a contractor, an independent contractor, you know, you're a vendor to a company, you're providing a service like I do and like, you know, you do and others do, consulting or contracting, in my case, writing for people, a lot of that stuff just falls off. I mean, I had my single biggest client back in November say, yeah, we're good through year end. We're going to have a lot of stuff for you in the new year, but we're good through year end.
In the meantime, good luck at the grocery store.
Good luck at the grocery store. You know, I mean, they pay well in the sense of I got online with them and they pay me direct, or not direct deposit, but they pay me in about 3 weeks or so, which
pretty
is nice.
Good.
But sadly, that check already came.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So the November check has come and done been spent. It's tough, but after how many ever years you do this, or if you're just starting out, it's something to keep in mind, or it's something to bank on in the sense that, and literally to bank on, you need to be prepared financially for the slow time that's going to come and know that your bills aren't going to go away, but you need to be prepared financially, with some, you know, sort of like a Q4 or a year end rainy day fund to make.
Well, either a fund, that's exactly right. I mean, just like when you're a consultant or you're a contractor, you know, you may not be able to bill 40 hours in a week.
Right.
So you've got to charge enough to cover for that 40 hours.
Right.
Well, and also while you're marketing and you need to plan on earning enough in 11 months to cover you for 12 months.
Right.
Right?
Right. And earn it. And, you know, as is the case often with a small business owner, earn it and then know that it's there when the time comes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, and that takes planning. That takes, you know, whether it's...
And discipline.
And discipline. Planning and discipline, you know.
Because if you put some money over into like a little savings account, you know, it's always calling you, hey, I'm over here, don't forget, you can spend me now.
Yeah, exactly. Just have that.
And then August emergency happens, and it's saying, hey, you can use me, go ahead, use me.
Exactly, your money talks to you too, huh? Exactly.
Yeah.
Mine says, you want that new tablet, don't you?
That's right.
Want some new toy.
It'd be so nice. It'd be so cool. So, you know, one of the things I used to do, because I had a little bit, not control over my clients, but I could, there was always something to do for them.
Right.
And
right.
I would try to make sure, now I wasn't manipulating because there was always work to be done, but I would try to make sure that there was something that I was doing. I would make sure to queue up the projects that would work without them having to be involved in December.
Right.
Where I'd still have work to do that wouldn't be involved in December. And of course I would do work, the work I did this month I would bill for next month, so that would mean early January I'd have an invoice for them.
Well, and I'm doing much the same right now. I have a number of clients who I deliver, you know, product for them weekly, and I have one that'll be due in a week, for example, it would be due end of next week, mm-hmm. that will run on New Year's Day. It's for a newspaper. But if I accelerate it, they don't mind if I accelerate it, just as I do if I'm going on vacation and I'm going to miss a couple, you know, a deadline or two, I accelerate it. So I accelerate it so that I can also invoice for it. I won't invoice and say, look, I'm going to deliver these two pieces in 3 weeks, but I'm going to invoice for them now. I don't do that. But if I deliver them early, then I'm going to invoice for it. So, frankly, I delivered two early, and I'm going to go ahead and invoice mm-hmm. for them. So I know that the money, hopefully this is like a three-week client. So it may come in before the new year, may come in right after the new year,
so
but
you
I
got,
know the money's
the main thing
there.
Is you got to just think about it a little bit. You know, another thing that I did over time was I had clients that knew that they were going to, you know, that I was a regular part of their world. I'd worked my way in. I'd woven myself in there, you know, like a rusty fish hook. And I got to the point where I said, hey, could we establish like a monthly retainer?
Right.
And not everyone, you can't do that everywhere. All industries, all businesses won't allow that. But if you could, and that way, and what I gave them, for them giving me a retainer, what I gave them was exclusivity in their industry.
Right.
And I gave them 100% availability.
Right.
I promised I would never tell them I wouldn't be available to them, because from time to time they'd have an emergency. Hey, can you come work on this or that?
You know, and that's a whole different topic in the sense of becoming invaluable and irreplaceable mm-hmm. to your client as much as you can.
But it was
can.
A way, and I would actually tell them, and the other benefit to me is it helps me smooth out my cash flow. And
right.
you know what? They got
right.
it. They got right. it immediately.
Right.
Because that's what they were dealing with themselves.
Well, it's funny because sometimes when you deal with a bigger company, you're dealing with a subordinate, not
yeah.
a subordinate, but a low, so, you know, a manager mm-hmm. on the rung who may not understand cash flow. They may have.
There was a time when you dealt with big company contacts, you could have a conversation with them about your own small business and the issues, and they would appreciate that.
Right.
I'm not sure that there are people on board in big companies these days who have that tenure, that background.
Yeah,
I think those people may have gone off to another to do something else.
Well, I got to tell you, I have one client who is that way,
yeah.
and it is pretty darn refreshing.
Oh yeah, no, I've still got him like
that. She's the manager at the company, and you know, they have thousands of employees.
Right.
But when I tell her of cash flow problems, or I tell her of,
yep.
you know, different situations,
they're empathetic and they do something about it, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
But,
and it's,
but
and
those
it's
people
nice
are
to have.
Those people are becoming a rare.
They're rare birds,
rare species.
Absolutely.
So, folks, just think about it and make some plans. And don't forget, one thing I always remind people about, Jeff, is whatever you don't get in December, if it doesn't come through in December, you're always going to need business in January.
Absolutely,
just
and at least you
going.
Get to put off the taxes.
There you go. Quick break, right back with Jeff Sabar. We're going to talk about some tech stuff after these messages. That's always fun.
That I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.